So you're all here because you want to know something about comedy, because everybody here wants to be somebody who makes people laugh for a living. And I'm here because that's something I know a little bit about. You know, I've been doing this for 30 years and pretty successfully, if I do say so. And the first thing you got to know about comedy really is that it's fake. It's fake. It's not real. Okay, it's not a real job. You can get a real job. You can go be an accountant. You can go be a doctor. You can go be a lawyer. You can go be a veterinarian for all I care. Hell, you can be a scientist. You can be an astronaut. You can go to space for all I care. I don't care what you do with your life. Okay, I don't care what profession you have. You can go do anything you set your mind to. Anything you fucking set your mind to, you can do it. Okay, but if you choose to be a comedian, you got to know that you're not choosing a job. You know, you're not choosing a job. You're choosing to be a court jester. You're choosing to live outside society. And basically, what that entails is that you got to get rid of this notion ever that you're going to make your mother proud. You're not. You're not going to make your mother proud. Okay? You can give her a house. You can give her a car. You can give her a vacation to places she's never been. You can send her to Greece. You can say, "Mom, go see the Parthenon. You always wanted to see the Parthenon. Go take Larry. Larry's your mother's husband now because your father is passed. Your father's gone. Your father's in the grave. Not even 3 months in the grave, your father." And your mother meets Larry, and now Larry and she want to go on these vacations, and but they don't have any money. Larry's got money in an annuity. He's got money in an annuity, which means he paid about $1 million when he had money. Larry owned a shirt business, okay? And he paid at the height of that business, he paid $1 million to a bank, and every year for the rest of his life, they give him an annuity of 50,000, right? Sounds like a pretty good deal. Except the problem is Larry doesn't have any liquid capital. So they can't go on a vacation, so they hit you up. And you say, "Mom, that's no problem. I'm rich. I'm a successful comedian. You take Larry, you go to the Parthenon. You go, you enjoy, you take the pictures." They're still not going to be proud of you because you didn't turn out to be an upstanding member of society. You turned it out to be a comedian. And nobody wants a comedian for a son, okay? Not even a comedian. I have a son. He's now 20 years old. He's in college. He's figuring out what he's going to do with his life. And I told him, "If you become a comedian, I'm going to fucking kill you." And that's because I don't even respect myself, okay? I don't like what I do. I don't like this. I don't like being here. I don't like any of you people. I don't like any of this. So that's the number one thing you got to remember. But if you're one of the unlucky few that feels that you need to do this, you know, if you're one of the unlucky few, and looking around the room, I can tell you right now, none of you have it. None of you are going to make it. Okay, not a single fucking one of you is gonna make it. I can tell. Definitely not you. Definitely not you. Definitely not you. None of you guys are gonna make it. Okay, but if, regardless of all of that, you'll still think that you're one of the unlucky few that needs to do this. You know that if you wake up and you're not doing this, you're gonna kill yourself. If that's what you think, if that's who you think you are, then here's what I'll tell you about comedy. The first rule of comedy is, if someone tells you you're not funny, then you're not funny. You understand? You're only funny if they tell you you're funny. And if you're not, then you're not. All right? Does that sound good? Does that sound good? So who has a question? Who's got a question? Anybody got a question for me? I'm here. I got a little bit of time. I can answer some questions, okay? Anything you want. You can ask me about my career, you can ask me about your career. You could just don't show me material. Don't show me any material. I don't want to see it.